We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Now, when we were younger, we were in primary school, and before we went swimming, we'd all have to stand in the disinfectant dye, and you'd leave, and your feet be like Simpsons, they'd be yellow from the dye, like.
Now, you do know that that's not just, like, an isolated experience. That is probably a universal thing. Like, as kids, we all had to step in the disinfectant.
But it was a yellow.
Before we went in. Yeah, because it's like a disinfectant to stop you from spreading verrucas.
But we'd
like.
Stay in it until our feet turned yellow.
And your lips turned blue.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam. Hotel Room Edition.
Live from the Gantry, London. It is your hosts, Kevin and PJ.
We're not sponsored, but I got put up in the Gantry because we're over here for the London book launch. So we're going to milk the hotel.
Now, by all means, if Hilton Hotels want to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Hilton.
Get on to us. We know we're close personal friends with your daughter, Paris.
I'm wearing my dressing gown.
I feel bad for Paris's sister. What's her name?
She's Nikki. The sister?
Nikki. No one,
Nikki Hilton?
No one gives a shit about Nikki. Well, like Minaj, obviously people love her. But like Nikki Hilton, no one cares about her.
I've never even heard of a Nikki Hilton.
You know Nikki.
From where?
Paris.
But how would I know her? What does she do? Is she just a
Paris's
socialite
sister.
Like Paris?
Yeah, she was Paris. But I think she was a bit more boring. I think she was like, do you know, if you got stuck next to her at the dinner, you'd be like, fuck's sake, I'm sitting next to Nikki.
But maybe she's actually all the better for not being out in the public eye. And not being as well known as her sister.
Maybe.
You know, maybe she doesn't even envy her.
I say she's allergic.
Nikki Hilton.
Yeah.
I do think the name, the surname Hilton is kind of...
It's pussy.
It's kind of pussy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. We're donning the hotel robes.
Speaking of pussy, we're looking pussy. Let well, actually, get... you're kind of looking a bit comedy.
So I actually have a bone to pick with the person who does the robes for the hotel rooms. Because I'm a giant person, right?
It's probably a child in a sweatshop.
Yeah, so listen, child in the sweatshop, spend an extra 2 hours inside in that factory and make them bigger. No, I'm joking, obviously I'm against like child labour.
Why do you look so funny in it?
Because they're made like, for, it's like one size fits all, but it doesn't fit me, babe. I'm not all.
No, you're a gigantor.
So it's actually comedy, like look at my hands.
Also, I know I've said it a few times and presumably you'd have pulled me on it by now. Are you okay with me calling you gigantor?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
BFG, babe.
BFG vibes, yeah, absolutely.
Big fab giant.
Big fag giant.
Big faggy giant. That's me, darling.
You know what? Obviously, they're comfy.
Yeah.
But dressing gowns on lads give me the ick a smally bit.
No, I think they're hot.
No, and a lot of the lads who are wearing the dressing gowns, they're typically sports themed.
Okay.
You know, there's a few lads.
Oh, do you mean like not hotel ones?
Not hotel ones. Yeah. Well, hotel ones give the illusion of glamour.
Give a night of debauchery.
And also
a dirty weekend.
I'm used to seeing lads in hotel dressing gowns because I frequent hotels just to meet lads
and have sex.
Who are staying in the hotels. I don't. Reader, I don't. I'm actually just not an advocate for them in general. I'm enjoying it now and
they're really warm.
It's
actually
a bit of a moment. You can never be the right temperature in a dressing gown.
No, you can't. These are quite warm now, actually.
Now, my mum stayed in this hotel. So I had my mum over at the weekend, right? I'll get into it.
Yeah.
And I arranged for them to stay here. That makes it sound like I'm friends with everyone in the hotel. I arranged for them. But this is the hotel I booked because I wanted it near to my gaff.
Yeah.
Right. But didn't want them on top of me either. Needed my space, girl. And my sister was here with my mum and I came up to the room and Sarah was like, oh my God, dressing gowns and slippers. You know, they wouldn't be accustomed to the hotel life like myself.
Shut up.
And then my mum goes, get away from them. You'll have to pay for them. And I think growing up, now we didn't really stay in hotels.
You'd never have to pay to wear a dressing gown.
That's what I'm saying. But I think my mum and dad had us convinced that you did. You know the way, like if you were to stay in a hotel and typically the mini bar, you would have to pay for and all the rest of it. So I think your parents would just have you stay away from everything.
Okay, just be in case you get charged.
Just in case you'd be getting charged.
No, but you have people be robbing the hotel robes and everything.
Yeah, people be like, that's the one thing. Is it a bit excessive of us? Is it a bit unnecessary of us to be breaking out the slippers? Because they're not reusing these, are they?
I guess, well, with the slippers, they're too small for my feet.
Well, they're too small for my feet. And you know, I have a very delicate age.
You have a delicate... You are a petite age. You
I'm
know
a petite
what I mean?
And sensitive age.
Well, come here. Tell me, how was the weekend with your mum? She came in. She wouldn't leave anyone wear a dressing gown. What happened then?
So it was my mum's birthday recently. And Padraig's mum's birthday is actually the day after my mum's. So their birthdays are a day apart.
Yeah.
So we decided that we'd have them over to London for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's also been ages since my mum and sister were last over.
Stunning.
So arranged for them to come over. The only plan really we had was that they'd come early on the Saturday, the first flight out, which in hindsight was probably the mistake. You know, you want to make a full weekend out of it.
Everyone always makes this mistake when they come to London, especially for like a day or two. They go, we'll get the 7 a.m. flight. Sure, you're wrecked by 3 o'clock.
But my mum wouldn't have been able to get off work early on the Friday to do a Friday evening flight.
Oh, okay. And then you don't want to be getting here at like 5 o'clock.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So anyway, we had them flying over early on the Saturday and then we had Tina the Musical booked in for the afternoon matinee.
Okay, gorge.
Anyway, so we're at it. Also, forgot how many bops she had.
Rolling.
So we're at it. And in the first 15 minutes, I was like, Jesus, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, it's been a while as well since I'd seen the musical. And I was just buzzing. And without turning to my mum, I just went, oh my God, isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
And I had no response. And I look at my mum's asleep. And I just thought, you have to be fucking kidding me.
She was wrecked, poor girl.
So I looked in, Sarah's asleep as well.
She's not.
First 15 minutes, I couldn't believe it. I was nearly getting sick. I look over, Padraig's mum and sister are awake, and so is Padraig. He's like, no, absolutely not. So I like hit my mum and I went, are you fucking serious? And she went, sorry. And she woke up and she goes, it's very warm.
In fairness to Phil, it is really warm in the theatres.
That's the thing. All those theatres have been around for a lot of time.
They run hot.
Don't have air conditioning. Yeah. Also, for me, it's just a case of when you're in a room with a load of people, and a load of people are breathing out carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
God. I'd be asleep as well.
But my favourite thing about this whole weekend, I wasn't even there, girls. I was back in Dublin, right? But my favourite thing is Kevin did the most Kevin thing ever, and you made an Excel spreadsheet with an itinerary for the whole weekend, which I will now read out. Hand it to me.
Where's my phone?
No, but it's giving your lockdown schedule all over again. It's my favourite thing ever. Let me.
Babe,
I'm going to read
some
it out.
People, like, for some people who are doing trips, right? Other people besides myself will make a schedule.
But like, boring.
Like, how is it boring?
The people who do, like, obviously schedule a bit and like have a rough idea of what you want to do. Save a few locations and maps. Do your research. But if you're scheduling to the T, I'm like, have a Xanax and calm the fuck down, doll.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone was having a good time, doll.
Oh no, this, I'm not. I'm
cuff
not,
me.
Oh, cuff me, girls. I'm not saying your one is bad. I just think it's hilarious the things you added into the schedule. So, right, obviously, 9:45 a.m, Mam and Sarah arrive. Grant, you want to know when they get there. 15 minutes later, 10 a.m, drop luggage off at the Gantry Hotel. 10:15, Kevin joins for coffees and pastries.
Because I knew I'd be up early, so I wanted to have a brekkie.
Okay.
And basically, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I did actually have to plan those eatings because it transpired that we didn't end up following that schedule.
Yeah.
My mum and Sarah didn't. And I knew what time we were going to go for dinner because you have to book in dinner in London,
you
right?
You do, yeah.
And we were going to see the show at 2:30. It finished at 5:00.
Yeah.
So I thought it would have made more sense to do a lighter breakfast brunch scenario and do a proper lunch because we were going to be waiting at least 5 hours before we had dinner.
Yeah.
But no, my mum and sister arrived and they thought that they had a better gist of how things should go.
Okay. Yeah. So did they do a heavier breakfast?
Oh, they did a very heavy breakfast.
And it threw the day off.
We had it here in the hotel. No wonder they were falling asleep because they had a massive fry. You know what I mean? With all the trimmings.
And the one thing about Kevin as well, I love you for it. It's you need to have your breakfast, lunch and dinner, and you need them to be breakfast foods at breakfast, lunch foods at lunch and dinner foods at dinner.
You're saying that as if I'm an enigma. Do you know that most people will have breakfast food at breakfast? Listen to what you're saying. Most people will have the likes of eggs or cereal or, a croissant at breakfast and then have like a soup and a sandwich at lunch.
It's more at lunch. You need to have a soup and sandwich at lunch.
I don't like having a dinner at lunch, no,
you wouldn't have like rice and a bit of chicken at lunch. You'd have to have a sandwich or like a wrap. It would have to be that. And we were
cuff me, girls.
Anyway.
Wait, but you're saying it like it's crazy. Most people won't have a full-blown dinner.
No, but like
lunch.
Say no if I made like a lasagna for dinner the night before, I'd have it for lunch the next day.
Don't get me wrong, I've done it in the past. I'm just not a fan of it because you know what? I'm not going to get through the rest of the day and I'm a busy girl.
Okay.
If I have a heavy lunch, I'm not lasting.
You're going to bed. Okay. But anyway, so after you have the coffees and pastry, 11 a.m. explore.
Well, we didn't have them, as I alluded to.
Yeah. Explore 11 a.m. explore the Olympic Village and shopping at Westfield. 1 o'clock.
Well, I knew they'd want to do shopping.
Yeah, and did they do that?
Sarah popped over to get a bralette in Zara. And my mum napped.
Lovely.
After the brekkie.
Gorgeous.
Also, I wanted to do express manis.
Did you do them?
But we didn't do those either.
Fuck's sake.
Sarah had done her own nails the night before.
And watch your mum just didn't give a shit.
My mum really doesn't get her nails done that often.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to though.
She's lovely nails anyway, you see. My mum actually is very well
kept
nails.
Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she has to.
Exactly.
Am I right, girls? Right. 1 p.m. lunch at Seven Dials, which I presume didn't happen.
We got a drink. We've got a drink in there.
Liquid lunch, am I right, girls? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. 2:15, Tina Turner the musical / nap time for your mum and sister, right? My favourite thing in the whole thing is 5:15, free time. I love the way he goes, you planned in the free time.
But what you're after doing now and you're after selling me short is I have 4 columns. You've overlooked the fact that I have a section on travel.
Oh, I didn't even see these.
To say...
Oh my god.
To show people how they're going to get from A to B. And also there's notes.
So at each stage of the journey, he has what type of transport they're going to take to the next place. And then the notes.
Because that's something that, like, you know, I wouldn't think about.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, my mum and sister had to know the
but
quickest
you're with
route
them.
No, but they weren't with me from the airport to get to here. Also, I wanted to add in context.
Lunch at Seven Dials, Elizabeth Line to Tottenham Court Road. Because you're not just bring them there.
But because they had free time ahead of there,
okay,
exploring Westfield, so there was the potential
that you get separated.
We might get separated.
Okay.
Babe, you have to allow for possibilities.
Dinner at Cope Brasserie, did that happen at 7 p.m?
We pushed to 7:30.
Did that throw it all off then?
No, it suited me because we needed more downtime.
Because then after lunch you had scheduled gelato and a walk on Old Crompton Street, Chinatown and Leicester Square at 9 p.m. Did you do that?
We had a stroll, yeah.
Do you have a gelato?
We didn't end up having gelato. We were very full.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like, I know in my head, right, what I need to eat to sustain myself and so that I'm not starving.
Yeah.
My sister and my mother wouldn't have as great an appetite as I would.
Okay.
You know?
So you were cranky. You'd get cranky otherwise unless you eat. I'd be the same, like.
Well, I made room in the schedule for a lot of eating.
Okay.
But... you know, they also had the option to not eat when we were there.
Okay.
You know, so like at dinner I ate.
So you made the schedule for yourself, basically.
No, I when I was thinking about the food aspect, I was trying to please everyone. And that's just a reflection of the person that I am. And maybe it's something I need to address.
And then lastly, 9:30 at night, drinkies at the cellar door.
They were options.
But Soho Hotel, did you go to any of them?
We didn't go to any of them. That's another thing, right? There's no point in planning any of it because... outside of Tina and the dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you can't account for people being tired. Also, one thing I suppose people in Cork wouldn't be used to. My mum walks, right?
Yeah.
She'd go for a walk in the day, right? She'd get her steps in.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're not walking for the purpose of walking, like for the purpose of exercise.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that I had to deal with a lot all weekend was, how far away is that? Is that a long walk? Is that a long walk? Whereas in a city like London, London's built for tours and commuters, like,
you
to
need
walk
to be
everywhere.
Walking, yeah.
If you're not on a tube, you're walking,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whereas, like, if we were going for dinner, like, back home,
mm.
you'd get either a taxi to the door, you'd get dropped off to the door. Rarely, we wouldn't really get the bus, and even if you did get the bus, you'd get onto the
same. I know what you mean, yeah. It's a lot of public transport here.
Whereas even for getting the train into Tottenham Court Road,
yeah.
it was a 12-minute walk then to the restaurant,
yeah.
say, and people couldn't get over that, you know? So, like, those, we ended up just going to a gay bar then for drinks, which I was kind of loving because...
Sliv.
Now, the one thing that I thought was kind of chaos... was like, there were a few cute boys.
Yeah.
So we went to the yard, you know?
Yeah.
A few cutie boys, and I was, you know.
Eyeing them up.
Well, I was after a few drinkies, so there was some eye contact.
Your man being a wing woman.
But I was like, oh my God, my man's there.
She could wing woman, yeah?
She could have done that. Well, actually, at one point, she kind of did facilitate something.
Really?
Because, well, she needed her vape charged.
Yeah.
And the only socket was behind this group of lads who were actually kind of cute, so I had to be like, sorry now, boys.
Can I charge my mum's vape?
Do you mind
vape?
If I pop in there behind you and charge my mum's vape? And they kind of led to a nice
kissy kisses.
No, there was no kissy kisses. My mum was in the corner.
Good weekend, all in all.
Yeah, great weekend. I love having them over, but you know yourself, like, even though they were staying
you're
in the hotel,
host mode, like.
You're in host mode.
Yeah,
and
you are.
You'd be wrecked.
I know you would, yeah.
I know the walking, am I right, man?
Okay, let's get into this week's theme.
Yeah.
The theme for this week is. Losing.
Alexa. Play The Winner Takes It All from the Mamma Mia soundtrack. I don't want the ABBA version. I want Meryl Streep.
Oh, obviously. From Mamma Mia. Oh, it's the red scarf.
No, it's her hand. This is what
on
Meryl does. She does this.
I don't want to talk.
And then she sprints it up the mountain.
Yeah, she's running track. She's running. She attracts there.
Why does she sprint up the mountain?
Because she's going to the wedding. She's late for the wedding.
Where is it?
On the top of the mountain. And then she didn't even get married. No, it's her wedding then in the end.
Do you see
spoilers.
Do you see there's a new series starting? They're looking for the next two leads for Mamma Mia the musical in London.
Shh. I don't want to talk.
No, don't spoil it, you. About things we've
gone through. And the aerial shot.
Yeah.
The drone's rent was due.
You know, Meryl Streep says the most when she's not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
It's all these nuances.
Yeah.
Who took her off? I watched someone take her off recently and it was all the...
She's struggled.
But look, and she goes, on the eyes, look.
She was Donna.
This is my Meryl. Watch.
Mm,
no, that slightly
wasn't
too much. Watch.
No.
You're not even letting me get into
just
it.
Just find it. I'm Pierce Morgan. No, I'm not. Who am I? I'm Daniel Craig. No, not him. Who's the... Is Pierce Morgan, no?
Pierce Brosnan.
I'm Pierce Brosnan. No, Pierce Morgan's that dickhead. I'm telling. Alexa, stop. Pierce Morgan.
When you goes, I'm Pierce Morgan, I was thinking, why the fuck are you Pierce Morgan?
I meant Pierce Brosnan. I'm Pierce Brosnan.
You never cease to amaze me with your inability... to get names right like that.
Also, do you know what is the thickest thing I've ever done?
What?
Is I, for years, used to think Pierce Morgan was Jeremy Clarkson. So,
now, to be fair,
yeah,
I can see the similarity.
So I could never fathom how this lovely boy from Top Gear, who was just out racing cars, turned into such a far-righted, bigoted dickhead.
Now, Jeremy Clarkson is also a bit of a bellend.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why. Is he a dickhead?
I'm not particularly fond of it.
But is he like, is he as bad as Pierce Morgan?
He's come out with some shit as
well. Oh, really?
Well,
two peas in a pod, so.
I wouldn't be singing his praises. They're not the same person, obviously.
But I only found out like 2 weeks ago that they weren't the same person. Because I was in the gym and Top Gear was on, right?
Did you have any telly? You did, but you were just watching Law and Order the whole time.
Yeah.
But what else did you watch?
Law and Order SVU. No, and CSI. And CSI Miami.
And the Disney Channel.
So if you ever
your brain is rotted.
If you ever murder somebody, just ring me because I know how to get away with it.
Yeah, but you won't be able to remember the murderer's name.
That's fine. No face, actually, no case.
That's great.
That's better for them.
That's actually great.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I was in the gym and Top Gear was on, and I literally looked and I was like, that doesn't look like Piers Morgan. And I took out my phone and I looked up pictures of Piers Morgan and I was like, oh my God. And then I just realized that they're not the same person.
Like, there definitely is similarities, yeah, but they also definitely don't look like the same person.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Donna.
Back to Donna.
My Meryl.
I love Meryl.
Meryl, just come on the pod, girly.
Some people also fail to remember that she was in Dancing at Lunasa, and she does a horrendous Irish accent.
Oh, really? Also, yeah. People tell her that they were like, go away, your Sean is way too big. They were like, get away, honky nose, and they cut her from loads of stuff.
Come here, actually. Meryl Streep is actually a good example
to lead us into this theme.
For this theme, which, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it, so when we decided on the song.
Yeah, so she was off going to loads of castings and they were like, get out with your big nose.
Was it over her nose?
They were like, fix your nose.
Oh, God.
And then she was like, no, my nose is gorge. And then she was like, no, thank you. And then she just kept going with her nose.
My favourite Meryl Streep movie is Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah, she was an icon in that.
But I'm not sure if it's my favourite.
Is that with Goldie Hawn? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's my favourite Meryl performance.
No, but it's just,
but it's
so
my favourite
camp
movie that Meryl's in.
And it's also coming up to Halloween.
Also, so coming up to Halloween.
If you haven't watched Death Becomes Her, watch it.
Stop. I think we've
stop
actually
being so fucking straight.
I think we've done a caller in the pond to tell,
yeah,
people to
we
listen
all need
to
watch it
before.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do a live watch along in the cinema. Do you know when people, but then, do you know when people go to those things where it's like watch a film with
whoever? Insert,
yeah, I'd be like, shh.
Is someone talking over the whole,
yeah,
time?
Yeah,
oh,
like,
I couldn't enjoy
I'd hate that.
I couldn't enjoy that. Yeah. Anyway, the theme for this week is it losing or losers, did you say?
I said losing, because I think you could lose and not be a loser.
Absolutely. I'm very glad that you, yeah, chose losing. The reason we've gone with this theme this week is we've published a book.
Yeah.
The book is out.
It's out. Also, everyone is serving pussy cunt in public with the book. They're all looking glamour walking the streets. It looks gorgeous.
I'm so glad the book looks as cunt as it does.
Yeah, yeah. It's stunning.
There can be many things said about the book also. Have you looked up any of the reviews yet?
No, I can't.
We were on a rating of 2 there on Goodreads and it got thick. I think, can anyone publish on that? No, there was only one review.
Oh, and it was a 2-star?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it was a hater.
What'd they say?
They didn't say anything. They just rated the book a 2. And I was like, well, at least leave me some constructive criticism, girly, for book number 2.
It is written by 2 stars, I suppose. You know yourself, girlies.
But anyway, and we found out this week as well that we charted at number 2 in the book sales charts in Ireland, which is pretty amazing.
We're number 2. Second is the best, first is the worst.
First is the worst, second is the best, yeah.
Third is the one with the hairy chest. But second,
oh,
is the,
God,
one with the hairy,
I'm all
chest.
Of the above.
You're all the above.
Look at that.
Anyway, so fuck Roz Purcell. No, I'm joking. We love her.
What was the name of her book again?
The Hike Life. And like, sorry,
you
now.
Know what? The Hike Life. More like Roz Purcell, take a hike. Taking the number 1 spot from us.
No, we'll also, if I'm going to lose to someone, I want to lose to Roz Purcell.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because she's like the patron saint of Ireland.
Also, I'd like
Saint Patrick, move over.
I'd like to get a copy of the book for the coffee table.
Oh, obviously. Also, like, I'd be getting into my hikey bits now that I'm in Ireland.
Also, now that we're published authors, are people going to send us books?
But anyway, we're number 2, which is huge. Sorry now. Like, we never thought that when we released the book, it was going to chart to number 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also,
not so much when I was reading your bits, but when I read mine, I was like, this has the potential to be number 1. You pulled us down to a 2.
Okay, sorry. But I think it's huge because it's obviously a big gay book.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at a
we
time,
should call it that, big gay book.
Who did?
We should have.
Nah.
Yeah, I love the Young
I love
Man.
I love the Young Man.
Yeah. Also, we never spoke about the whirlwind that was last week. That
okay,
was like,
yeah,
all the press surrounding it.
Let's rewind, girls, right? So, it's called Publication Week.
Let's take a second. Yeah. We're both sitting in dressing gowns in a nice hotel talking about the press week for our book.
That's fucking
that
insane.
Published.
That's
kind of
so
crazy.
Weird. Where are the bubbles?
But there's martini glasses there. And that's why I said, Johnna, get room service. I meant, like, Johnna, actually have a tipple.
Oh, shit. We just some
sparkling. We're halfway through now.
I have sparkling water.
No, I'd love a little drinky.
Will we get one?
Will we get one after?
Okay, yeah. We get one after.
No, actually, what's the number for room service? What number do you dial?
I don't know.
Oh my God, the phone's kind of cunt.
We need to stop saying it.
Oh my God, it's cordless. Oh my God, work. Wait, reception.
No, because they're going to come in and they're going to be like, why did you rearrange the whole room? And I'm going to be like, because we needed to be lit from the front for the podcast
can
visuals.
I just say that thing? Wait, I think I called the wrong number. Oh, God.
How'd just
you
hang up?
Hang
up. Hello? I'm sweating in this robe.
How'd you hang up by a cordless phone? No, babe.
No, you need to... Just pull it out from the wall. Just pull it out of the wall.
Wait, let me do this really quick. Shh. What do you want?
What do you want?
Got a drinky?
Like bubbles?
Two glasses of Prosecco?
Yeah, I do.
Or champagne?
Do. Whatever. No, not champagne. We don't have champagne money. We don't have champagne money, babe. So Prosecco.
Hello? No, are they ever going to answer?
They're busy girls.
The next book will be out. We'll be at number 10 by the time they come up. Hello? What the heck?
They're not answering. We'll get after.
What?
The gantry. You need to answer the phone, please.
That was 10 minutes later.
But they'll probably... It's 10 to 7. It's probably Pete checking.
Oh, my God.
You need to sit back down and mean to get back into the
side. Sorry, that was...
We'll have to get after.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where were we?
We were talking about all the press last week.
So basically last week was publication week, which I only found out it was called publication week when people were saying happy publication day. And I was like, oh, work.
Pub week, we say in the biz.
Oh, right, yeah.
Pub week.
But it was mad. We were doing loads of interviews and bits and we signed loads of books.
Yeah.
Which was class.
Yeah, it was a bit mad, was it?
It was a bit minty.
Now, it was when people came up. A lot of the time, like, I just kind of knew what to say, you know?
Yeah.
And the ink just flowed from the pen.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually... Just like another limb.
Okay.
Mine, you know. The pen became...
Part of you.
My voice.
Yeah.
But some people would come up then and it was typically if someone made a comment like, what are you going to write? I would just panic.
No, I used panic because I can't spell. So people were like, say this. And I'd be like, Grant, but usually I'd write something in my phone and spell check it before I write on it. You know, before I do a birthday card, I write it in my notes to make sure all the spelling's right.
Yeah.
And then I copy the spellings from my notes into my thing just to check that everything's right.
Yeah.
But then when people are going like, sign that, I was like, okay. So I'm like writing it down, but I'm panicking. And sometimes I'm like Googling under the table. And next thing I get a kick in the side from Kevin going, you're writing too slow. And I'm like, can you leave
that
me
was
alone?
The first night because... They were all piling up.
Yeah.
And the worst was like, and you know, I'll chat to anyone. And I was loving chatting with everyone who was coming to the launch and things.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you'd run out of things to say then.
I know.
And so you would still be signing the book, but I'd have my head up because I'd have to be after signing it already. And they'd just be looking at me and I'd be like, so
where are you going after this?
What other books have you read? You know what I mean? I would know what to say.
But anyway, it was a great week, but we were wrecked from it.
Wrecked from it, yeah. So basically, we got the number 2 spot. We're still in celebration mode.
Yeah.
We still have another launch to go in London tomorrow night. But what we want to do is, because it's so weird, I found out that we got number 2 and I was like... I knew I should have been delighted.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was like, we were both delighted, but then we rang each other and we were like... Because we're greedy. We were like, I want a number 1.
But that's not... I don't know if it's greed. And you shouldn't be embarrassed about wanting something either. Like, obviously, who wouldn't want to be number 1?
Kevin rang me. And I was like, oh my God, it's amazing, isn't it? And then we both looked at each other in the eye. And we were like, but we wanted number 1, right?
But, you know, obviously. Like, no one, you know, goes out and tries to do something with the intention...
of being number 2.
Now, also, we just wanted to write the book. We were never doing the book with the intention of...
Charting. Yeah.
That was actually just something that came up on our radar in the last few months.
Yeah.
And we knew that like pre-sales and stuff were going well. So we were like, there stands a chance of this book doing well.
Yeah.
From a commercial perspective.
But it kind of got us talking then as well about like all the other times in our life where we went for things and didn't get it. And we were like, it builds character.
And also, really, I suppose what we did was we let that kind of mar... the moment.
Yeah, as opposed to being like, oh my God, we're number 2 in the country. We were like, we're not number 1, which
it's
is
crazy.
Still, it's still fucking huge.
It's our first book and we wrote a book.
Oh yeah, it's insane.
I said it to a few of our friends. I was like, come here, we charted at number 2. Missed out on the top spot. And they're like, what? Like, your book's number 2.
That's insane.
But instead of me being like, oh my God, we got number 2, I was like, well, we got number 2.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is, I don't know. I think that's your influence.
Why?
You're very competitive.
But babe, I never won anything growing up.
Didn't you?
No, I was like, I'm used to, sure, I'm comfortable in number 2. I'm sitting pretty.
Oh.
Sure, I was number 2 on me life.
And number 2 in the pod.
No, but I never won anything.
You never... Oh, go one away. Call room service there again and get him to send up a violin.
No, I just... But I'm not saying, oh, woe is me. I'm just saying, I never really won anything.
You never won anything else?
No, like... Have
Didn't
you?
Didn't you win that thing in Vegas with the dance crew?
No, babe. We came fourth, and it's because there was only four dance crews in the competition.
But didn't I make a donation for you to go to Vegas?
We never went to Vegas.
Another thing I donated to and you never ended up even following through with it?
No, that's lies. No, like when I was younger, so the first year we went to Dublin to compete in this dance competition called HHI, right? And it was the first time, like, we knew nothing because, like there wasn't any hip-hop classes in Cork, so like you had to like have like a lock-in section, a house section, all these things, and all the Dublin dancers were obviously unreal. We were trading our balls off, like off YouTube and stuff, pure raising money for the buses to get up there kind of vibes.
Do you know if you ever competed against Jose before you even knew each
yeah,
other?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I knew who he was though, like I knew of him, like.
From the circus?
From the circus, yeah. He was in the winning team.
What?
Yeah, he was unreal. But basically, we go up and like... We came last, like, in the competition. But then we went away, and then we, like, worked really hard, rehearsed again, like, got new members, all this stuff, came back, came second.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, the second thing is a bit of a...
Second thing's a kind of...
Common denominator.
Did I jinx us?
No, not at all.
So I think I've always been kind of... And to be honest, it's grand. I think being number one is too much pressure.
But isn't that a load of fun either? I remember one of my first experiences of losing, and it nearly sent me into orbit at the tender age of about 7.
Wow.
There was a competition to design the Christmas cards for the school, right? The charity Christmas cards.
Okay.
And I remember I just had this idea, and I was like, I'm going to put my whole pussy into this Christmas card.
Yeah.
Right? That's actually the words that went through my head.
Yes, and 9 years old, yeah.
I remember showing it to people and they were like, oh my god, like...
The best thing ever.
People are going to have the best Christmas if they get that card in the post coming to their house.
Santa himself is amazing. Gagged and gooped.
And it was one of those things that I just, you know, I was like looking around at the standard of the cards in the class and yeah. I was going, oh my god, girls.
You're trash.
It's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember then when the Christmas card list was announced.
Yeah.
And my name wasn't on it and I'm going, what? Right? Yeah. I couldn't deal
Rigged.
With it. Because I, as well, I was like, this is good enough to be a card, right?
Okay. You were
and
robbed.
Anyway, one of the lads in my class that got it, you should have seen the fucking state of it. And you know, I was very aware as a child as well, so I was kind of like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't know whether backhanders were happening or what, or whether his mum was on the parents' committee, or whether his dad was shagging the teacher, or what was going on. But it was honestly definite nepo baby vibes.
Okay.
But it was shit.
So what did you draw, like?
It was some stupid, like, North Pole thing or whatever.
And but you don't even know what that is.
But I did a gorgeous house, right?
Yeah.
And I did Santa coming in. Do you know how hard it is to do a sleigh, by the way?
No, babe, I do it every day. I don't know how hard it is. I do it every day, baby.
But then I wrote, it was snowing, right?
Yeah.
Circles, you know, pure circles.
Yeah.
And then I wrote Santa in the snow that was falling.
This doesn't sound like it looks good.
It looked gorgeous.
No,
honestly, mine was way better. And I was literally like, how are you giving it? How the heck is this bastard after getting... Also, it made me resent the boy for the whole of, like, my school life. He's
so,
probably nice.
Are you a sore loser then? Like, as in, like, when you lose, do you get better about it? Well, obviously, when you were younger, you would have, right?
I would have been a small bit of a sore loser, I'd say. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you lose something and you're raging. But you can't be raging because then you're a sore loser and you have to pretend to be like, oh, it's grand, it doesn't matter.
Did I ever tell you what I did with the Rotary Club?
No.
So the Rotary Club, I still don't really know what it is.
What is the Rotary Club?
It's like, it's like a group made up of people in the local area. They do some like charity work and anyway, they were doing some scheme to do with leadership, right? So they were taking people from schools.
You did tell me about this before.
But basically, they were looking for people to be put forward in schools who showed exemplary leadership skills.
Okay.
Right?
Girls.
All nice pointing.
No, look no further.
Pointing to me. Right? So, went for it.
Yeah.
Had to do like an interview and just talk all about myself, which I'm well able to do, girls.
Yeah.
You know, even before I started the pod. And anyway, so got told that I got put through to the next round.
Gorge.
So I got put forward from my school.
Yeah.
Then I was against the other schools, right?
Yeah.
And again, it was just like an interview. You basically have to go in and hype yourself up.
Really?
And be like, I was a leader when I did this and I did this. And sure, I was involved in all the extracurricular bits, you know, and because I'm a control freak, I tended to head up the extracurricular bits because I didn't like anyone else organising it.
Okay.
Anyway, so me against all these other people from different schools, and they invite us to this lunch.
Yeah.
The end of the lunch, then they're announcing the winner, who's, I thought, was going off to Brussels to the Youth Parliament. Right?
Okay.
So my mum's there, right? And my dad couldn't go because he was working. So my when we got to bring two people, so my mum brought her friend from work. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Hope you're well.
And next thing, they went, and the winner is, at the end of the meal, you know, tap, 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 clink, clink, clink on the glass, Kevin Toomey from Douglas Community School.
Well,
I nearly lost the will to live. I was like, this is the biggest thing that I've ever done. And I was like, oh my God, Youth Parliament. So they were like, speech, speech. Basically, Rotary are all about speeches. I think that's all they do. And then anyway, went up and I was like, it was the worst speech I've ever made in my life because I really wasn't expecting to get it, right?
Yeah.
And I went, thank you so much. Like, this is such a surprise.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my mum and dad for raising me. I'd like to thank my principal at the school. So thanking everyone, like Oscars, right? And then I went and I could see my mum's eyes darting around the room like, what's he on about, right? And then so I go, to wrap it up, then I went and I look forward to representing Cork Rotary at the European Parliament next month, right? And then someone just went, sorry, Kevin, there's still another round. And I was puce.
Oh, babe, I'd be like, ground swallow me whole.
I was mortified. No, I couldn't actually look at my mum.
I would have ran away and never came back.
And it's one of those things, like, my mum is so supportive, right?
Oh, your mum was mortified for me.
Actually, my mum couldn't look at me.
No, she was mortified. She brought her friend from work. She was like, I'm so sorry. Did you go to the next round?
Went to the next round, didn't get it.
Oh,
we got another free lunch.
That's good. That's because they were like, this cocky bastard's son in here thinks he has it.
How weird is that? How embarrassing
is
this?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
It's so, so, so embarrassing. Also, like, another thing that kind of really, I suppose, changed the trajectory of my life. I was set on going to Lanes over here.
Yeah.
And I remember when the letter arrived and I didn't get the scholarship, I was devastated.
Yeah, it is.
So I was like, I'd planned out my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was me moving to Epsom to go to Lanes. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm not getting any
fee assistance
or bursary. So I was like, well, that dream's gone out the window. I was going back to UCC. actually deferred in case I didn't get in.
Really?
Yeah.
That happened to me with
not coming back UCC, by the way.
Just in case you're holding the space.
I think it was a 3-year thing, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could defer for 3 years, which I thought was kind of cunt.
That is.
You know, in case there was an injury.
And you just hop back in.
Just go, girls, I'm back.
That happened to me with Bard as well. It's at Performing Arts College over here. I auditioned. I remember texting Molly being like, oh my God, my audition went so well. Like, I can't wait to go to Bard. It's so gorgeous. And then I got foundation course. So like it wasn't even the main
They
course.
Slapped me with a foundation as well.
I was like, okay, well, I can't do that, like.
I was going, it's all a money-making racket.
It is all a money-making racket.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous school name.
Is it?
It's all done up.
It's all done up.
It's like proper, like, gorgeous, like, institution vibes.
Really?
Yeah, like brick. Nowadays, they're talking about doing awards just for participating. And is this just something that some people are peddling online? Because they believe the world has gone too woke. You know, where people are saying they're eliminating the whole idea of winning.
No, you need to, obviously you need, I think it's, I learned loads of lessons growing up when I lost, like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I remember
it makes you hungry for it, girls.
And
Uckers and Dowin.
But also it just teaches you that, like, you can't win everything in life, so then if you lose, you just get used to losing, so then, like, you don't beat yourself up as much. Back on the whole participation award, like, I think in school, like, for example, like, Joe, when you do, like, the sports day,
yeah,
like, people need to win and people need to lose, like,
or just stop doing the sports days. Worst day of my life.
No, I love an egg and spoon. And the sack race.
I know, but they're all the ones I was picked for because I couldn't do the others.
But they're the fun ones.
Yeah, they're actually kind of fun.
Also, I was...
How does anyone do a wheelbarrow race, though?
No, the one thing, do you know, I was the best at, and, like, I think...
Long jump.
No, it was the wheelbarrow race.
How?
I was actually so good at the wheelbarrow race, actually. Because, right...
You're pulling down the boys' shorts.
No, so basically... Johnny, my, like, best friend in primary school, and Jordan, like, but Johnny was, like, my partner in it because he was smaller. So
he's
he's
a better wheelbarrow.
Yeah, so I was obviously, like, a gigantor in school. I was always the biggest in my class, right? And bigger than everyone else. And I wasn't that fast. But what I lacked in speed, I made up for in brute strength.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And Johnny was like literally half my size. So we'd get in our positions. He'd be the wheelbarrow. I'm the farmer.
I don't know. I never looked at it like that.
Anyway, he's the wheelbarrow. I'm the farmer or whatever. And just as they blew the whistle.
Gardener.
Just as they blew the whistle, I'd grab him by the thighs and I'd just lift him off the floor and I'd run. So he wouldn't have to move his hands at all. So he just wouldn't have his hands on the floor. So he's basically flying, right? And I just have to run with him because I was strong enough to just hold him up. So we won the wheelbarrow race.
Were you brilliant at it?
I technically should have been disqualified because he didn't have to put his hands on the floor once. Like, he literally just, the minute the whistle went, I just lifted him off the floor and started running.
Babe, would you ever go back to it?
Well, I'm a bit old to be entering a primary school.
But not the primary school version.
There's not professional wheelbarrow racing.
There absolutely is.
There's not. Look it up.
I bet you there is. You know what I used to love? Did you used to have the student-teacher soccer matches?
Yeah.
I used to think that was so hot.
But our teachers used to be getting pure angry at the kids.
Oh,
like,
my God, they'd be snapping.
Snapping, like literally, sly tackling them.
It's because they had like something to prove. And like when they were out there, and you know, all the female teachers would be watching as well. And they'd be...
And looking back on it now, the teachers are probably like our age.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
And kind of crazy.
And if a teenager was trying to beat me in a game, I'd try and win.
But imagine like if the students who were playing were pure like some of the annoying students who were giving you a hassle in the class. You couldn't really do anything. And then when it came to the football match, then you'd be claiming them. But it used to be kind of... I used to love when the teachers would be getting kind of crazy.
Really?
You know, just because...
It just shows that they're like, just like
us.
Yeah,
just like
us
a bit. And also there was one or two of the teachers. What is week four in a kit? Human wheelbarrow racers.
Yeah, but you can't do it now unless you're a weirdo.
What's the thing they used to do down Blarney Street?
The pram push.
The pram push.
Girls.
You'd be great at that.
If you don't know what this is, stop what you're doing now and look
up. It's the earliest form of drag.
The pram push in Cork City. It was the best.
Bring back the Cork City pram push.
It was the best day of my life.
No, you couldn't do it anymore.
No, you couldn't. So basically, the premise was Blarney Street is the longest street in Ireland. I say this all the time. Right? I lived on it.
We should change it from my grandmam. Blarney Street is the longest street in Ireland.
There's more.
You on commission?
There's more pubs than any other shop on Blarney Street. Like there's more pubs than anything else, right? There might be more pubs.
There's more pubs than people.
There's more pubs than people, basically. So what used to happen is for charity, right? Each pub would nominate a mammy and a baby, and it would just be two lads from the pub, and one of them would dress up like a mam. One of them would dress up like a baby and their job was to start at the end of Blarney Street.
This is real, by the way.
This used to happen, right? Start at the end of Blarney Street and the mams would push the babies in the pram and they'd race from the end of Blarney Street to the top. But the trick was you had to stop in every pub along the way and down a point.
Oh, I didn't know there was that element at all.
Yeah, no. Janice, Lucy still owned the residence. Well, she still does. Jordan's mam. Janice and Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what they had to do. So some of the lads would start... And they'd down a point, but then some of them be like, feck it, I'll just stay here. And they'd have a few. But then a lot of them would try and win, right? So they're running up Blarney Street.
Yeah.
But then along Blarney Street, they'd have like stages with music. There was like fancy dress.
You can watch clips online of
this. So Google it, look it up on YouTube.
Blarney Street pram push.
Like we had such an app. I dressed up as Ash Ketchum. For actually, another time where I lost. I thought I was going to win the fancy dress competition in the pram push. Dressed up as Ash Ketchum. I painted a red hat, white at the front, with the Pokeball and everything, right? I had the whole look. I had a Pikachu teddy.
Sounds a bit crafty.
Yeah, but it was glamour.
But was it executed?
I was only short of making Jordan dress up like Pikachu. Like, I was so in.
Oh,
and then I think
Pikachu.
April Philpott, the bitch, won. But her mum was on the committee.
See, that's my issue with all those things, especially when it's local talent.
Yeah.
There's always going to be someone who knows someone.
Yeah.
So remember all that scandal we could do in a whole episode on? Remember the Irish dancing scandal? And they were all awarding in the feshes. They were all awarding people who they knew from different schools and they would be given the numbers. I actually lost a fancy dress costume competition before as well.
To what?
Well, it was happening down in McDonald's ahead of Halloween. And I had a gangster outfit that I'd used for dance overtures. We were doing Sing Sing Sing.
Is gangster kind of like...
No, it was
borderline.
Like, you know, sorry, like soprano,
like
pinstripe suit.
Okay, okay, I thought we were like borderline.
No.
You know? Sopranos, like.
Sopranos, buzz.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, Padraig, bless him, they were all kids' costumes that we all used to get from the one supplier.
Yeah.
Padraig couldn't get to fit him. And he had to cut all his trousers.
So that's where the body dysmorphia began.
Started probably then. Bless him. I love that number. It was a great number, actually. It was actually a great number. But anyway, I was like, I'm going to be, because obviously, girl, is she's a thrifty queen.
Yeah.
She loves to reuse.
Yeah.
She loves to repurpose.
Look at you.
And I went as a zombie gangster.
Okay.
Like all the bits.
You said you go to do gangster with a twist.
And then a girl who went as a table, she literally just had like a flat cardboard box and she had one of those, you know those like camp dinner reveal plates.
No, that's hilarious.
Over her head.
No, she should have won. She's deserved.
She won it, yeah.
But like, that's amazing. I want to go, is that for Halloween?
I know, but it was just very... We had to do a costume parade.
But did she come on stage and she goes, dinner served, hunties, and she took off the thing?
You know what the worst bit of it was? We had to do a costume parade, so we had to walk... Like, they played music, and we all had to do like a lap of McDonald's in Douglas. Yeah. This sounds like a fever dream. It potentially is. Do a lap of McDonald's whilst all the judges watch us. But you obviously knew when you were coming up to the judges, right? So you'd be like this, right? You'd go... And then you'd come up to the judge, and you'd be like this.
And you ham it up a bit.
And you'd be like this. So it was actually a weird time in my life.
I know we're talking about like losing or whatever, but just because we have to touch on those two instances now, is community dying? Because like when I was younger, we used like in the pram push, like we were all out in the street, like there now, you were all parading around Douglas, like all the community was in the street and it was just celebrating. Like,
and now they're just on their iPads
and no one's out in the street anymore. Or do we sound very old? But like, it's weird like that because it's all health and safety now. Like, people are doing their own thing.
Do you know Stratford actually is a great community buzz about it?
Really?
And in the community centre there's always stuff happening and they're meant to be very good for like facilitating events, or if you have an idea or you want to do, I don't know, like a community yoga class, they'll help you with all that stuff.
Yeah, but like even like I used to be like just wandering into my neighbour's houses when I was growing up. Like.
Oh, that idea. Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, that's all gone.
No, sure, the kids don't even go trick-or-treating anymore because they're all getting snatched.
But anyway, bring back community.
Yeah.
Like
community, you know where community can be found as well?
Where?
Yeah.
In here in your heart.
Also, I'm just realising that we've been dressed in these gowns for the whole record and do we look a bit ridiculous?
Yeah, but it's fine, like.
I look like Bubbles Tavir.
Who's that?
You know, the Little Britain character, and she comes and she's like, call me Bubbles, darling, everybody does.
No, but you I look it up after.
What a crazy, crazy show.
Yeah. It what didn't age well.
But no, it didn't age well, but should never have even done well.
Yeah.
At the time.
It shouldn't have began to stuff, age, yeah.
It shouldn't have been. Oh, but also, like some of it was funny. Some of it was crazy.
Anyway, what we're trying to say in this episode is that if you lose, don't be getting too down to dumps about it.
Yeah, let it motivate you to do better the next time.
Also,
we're actually gonna wipe the floor with our next book. Ross Purcell, you better watch out if you're planning on releasing another book.
But also, I always say, like, and this sounds really wanky, right? But like, you can only lose if you try.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
And you put that on a tea towel and hang it in your kitchen.
But I actually had that as a quote in my wall when I first moved over here.
Really?
Because sometimes you'd be so afraid to try something that you won't even try.
To, yeah, and you'd be up to it. You'd be like, oh, like, imagine if we were like, oh, I don't want to start a podcast because like,
people
what if
we
fail?
People think we're EJs and we're
take. Yeah. So you never know until you try it. And then if you fail, like, you just... pick yourself up and try again. Now, we're talking like we failed when we became second highest book in the country. We need to calm down.
No, but that's what I mean. But it's still not first.
Yeah.
what's the fella? Who's your man? Is it Serena Williams and Venus Williams' dad? He wouldn't be pleased.
He wouldn't be pleased.
He was always pushing for number one.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've learned from watching the movie with Will Smith.
Apparently it's meant to be very good.
Very good.
Really?
Also, what's your one's name again? Jada Pinkett Smith. What's she coming with? She's trolling us at this stage, isn't
also,
she?
Also, someone put up on social being like, Jada Pinkett Smith is someone who would corn you in a party and just overshare like everything. Be like, she overshares too much. I know we're an open book, right? But sometimes, yeah, some things keep it yourself, girly.
Girl, get a diary. Girl, get a diary. Also, just get a diary and then in a few years, sell the diary or make it into your memoir or
there
make it into a manuscript. Stop just telling us a load of details against our will. I actually don't... Will? Against will as well. I don't want to hear it.
I know.
We don't want to hear it, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Anyway, I think I can never feel like a loser because I'm always winning with you, Dan.
You know what? Also, we have a book.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, but you know what? And that's another thing to be said for us. We'll kind of try our hand at anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, some things I would be afraid to try.
Like what?
Ceviche.
It's not nice. It's a ceviche, nay.
What is it again?
It's just cold stuff. Look, what ceviche is, right?
Yeah.
Is the chef goes, couldn't be bothered heating that up now, doll.
Just... See, that's why I wanted to get into it, because I was like, oh, it doesn't take too much time because it's all cold and
no,
raw.
No, and as well, gazpacho. Miss me with the gazpacho.
No, girl, skip me with the gazpacho,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, yeah. Ceviche, anything cold. Anything that's supposed to be... Anything that my brain thinks is supposed to be hot and I put into my mouth and it's cold. There's nothing worse than when you think a food is going to be hot and you put it into your mouth and it's cold.
Why would I want a cold soup when the reason I'm ordering the soup in the first instance... It's because I want to be cosy.
And you want your stomach to get a warm hug.
A hug?
Yeah.
I used to be mortified when the seasonal soup at the restaurant that I worked at was a cold soup. Even I remember when people would ask.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
They'd say, what's the soup of the day? I couldn't actually deliver it with a straight face.
You just say, don't bother.
It's a cold soup.
Yeah, no.
Manky.
Not manky.
Water.
No. No ceviche or gazpacho for us girls. Anyway,
Miss Austin with the ceviche and gazpacho. That's the name of the app.
Right, so see you later, losers.
Also, are we still plugging the book?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, girls, get the book.
No, I'm so proud of us. Like, sorry now, I'm obsessed with the book.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Well done to you.
Will we have a little celebratory dinner?
Yeah.
Well, we can't get it over to the room.
Well, we're not getting Prosecco.
Anyway, girlies,
go on, love you, bye.
Take care, bye.
Bye.